Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can I tell you something? Woo!
It's Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
55 minutes commercial-free Jeff Buchanan Show. Thank you very much for listening. Aces go to the WNBA semifinals on the most improbable of wins yesterday. There was no
crazy.
I don't know if they do this for the WNBA games too, but you know on ESPN, they'll on the app, they'll put win probability, and I gotta believe win probability for us was about 2%.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Because Chicago had the ball, had the lead, and literally had a 2-point lead. Time is ticking down. A really smart, great, really one of my favorite players in the league too, Courtney Vandersloot, had the ball for Chicago. And all she had to do, really, at the end of it, was she was trying to get away from Kelsey Plum, who was just on our show on Friday. I like to believe that we were helped, you know, with the luck.
Yeah, sure.
But Kelsey's chasing her down. And then Sydney Colson comes up and blocks her off. Now, all the Chicago player has to do is let either Kelsey or Sydney foul her. And literally, that's just about it.
Yeah.
She makes two free throws, you know, or even just one of the two, and it's bleak. Instead, she tries to throw a pass to Erica Hamby, who had just gotten the award before the game for the WNBA Sixth Woman of the Year, steps in front of the pass, and not realizing that there's still 5 seconds left on the clock, launches one from nearly half court. Boom, it goes in.
And what's more, it had Sydney Colson sitting right there at the top of the key, basically, and could have just laid it up to tie it.
Although that would have just tied.
Yeah. Exactly.
And instead, she hits the three, and we get the win.
Crazy.
Unbelievable.
Shot.
I think my favorite part of that is the female play-by-play commentator on ESPN2.
2019, we don't have to differentiate.
Anyway, the play-by-play, sorry, I apologize. Anyway, she makes the announcement. She goes, oh, shouldn't have passed that, or something like that. Like, oh, and then so-and-so throws a really awkward pass. Oh, and then De'Arica Hamby pass takes the ball. And I'm like, she's calling
the whole thing was
horrible
goofy.
Play.
The whole thing. No, the whole thing, honestly, S-show. It was the whole thing should not have, none of that should have happened. None of it. And we had a chance. We had a chance late to tie it up. Ball goes off Asia's hands and goes out of bounds. You know what I mean? And literally, that was
It was really cool. It also was the lead with Scott Van Pelt on SportsCenter that night.
Last night?
Yeah, last night. Lead right there, that shot. Awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
No, that's really good. So that was fun. Golden Knights beat Phoenix in the first preseason game, 6-2. Who got the hat trick last night?
Patch.
Oh, it was Patch already, wasn't it? Yeah. By the way, it's preseason. Don't throw your hat on the ice. unless you really don't care about that hat. And then the other big thing of news, Felicity Huffman gets 14 days.
Yeah.
Okay? She's getting 14 days in jail. Federal jail.
Yeah, staying at a B&B in Northern California.
There's bottled water and cappuccinos. And
I'm going to tell you what, though. You still can't leave.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, and you're still, and she'll be fine. Here's what I'd really like to do. And then there were all these different articles over the weekend. What can Felicity Huffman expect in jail? And I'm reading this stuff and I'm like, because I don't think they really know. So the thought crossed my mind and I realized this is a total Hail Mary. 702-364-9898. Ideally, in a perfect world. And I know we got folks who've done this. I want to talk to somebody that's been to regular county jail so we find out what it's like. And I know that there is somebody, at the very least somebody who knows somebody, that went to Felicity Huffman jail. That went to double, well, I don't know how bougie, but you know what I mean? Like Martha Stewart jail.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart will tell you. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't, great.
Yeah, of course.
I get the idea it's like toy drive. You know what I mean? You got everything you need. You got everything you need. You're just there.
And you can't leave.
And you can't, and you're not leaving. You know, and that's what I tell everybody. It's just, it's inconvenient. On my end of it, it's inconvenient for 12 days.
Mm-hmm.
But at least I have an activity.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, at least I have an activity. So it takes your mind off of it. And at the end of the day, you're super tired and you're glad to go to bed. And then you've got stuff that, you know, you got to do the next day. I don't know if it's this. I don't know if it's that. If you're spending 14 days in bougie jail. But looking for somebody who spent time in county, I can give you an overnight. That's the best I can do. I can tell you about an overnight. And then somebody who's been to somebody. Have you been to jail?
No.
Not even for an hour?
No, I visited my brother, who's a Sacramento County deputy, at his jail. And I didn't like it because I walked past the pod. And I really did. And my brother will back me up on this. My other brother, Dan. I felt like fresh meat. Like they were like they were tigers at the zoo going,
oh, no.
Look at the new guy.
Not that they were attracted to me, but like this is.
It doesn't matter.
But it doesn't matter. It looked like.
Attracted what?
Yeah. Like I was a fresh piece of meat.
When you're hungry, you'll eat anything.
That's true.
<You know? laughs> So, yeah, no, Kayla.
Yeah, I'm not going to know.
Little Jess?
Just an overnight.
Is it overnight?
Yeah.
Can I ask why?
I think I told that story at one point.
Oh, the guy. Yeah.
Remember? Oh, yeah.
She caught the guy.
Well, you
got to
tell it again, though. You caught a guy who was cheating.
Yes.
And then things got loud.
Things got very loud.
And perhaps boisterous.
So it ended up being what they would classify as a domestic violence.
Yeah, yeah. And thing. Somebody's got to go.
And you ended up going. Everybody's got to go.
Everybody went. Everybody went. In little Jess's. All right, 702-364-9890. I want to talk to somebody who's been to county, and if we could, somebody who's been to bougie jail. Even if you just know somebody who's been to bougie jail and you know their stories.
Okay.
That would just be a dream.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Now, is it a good sign or a bad sign when you say you want to know more about what it's like to be in jail and every phone line lights up? Is that? I can't. I think it's good. I know I like it a lot. All I know is not unlike Spence's experience. So again, I had a suspended license, and then I blew through a stop sign in a neighborhood, and there happened to be a cop that was looking for suspicious activity. I was staying with some friends in the neighborhood next to the neighborhood, if you know what I'm saying. And so then I blew through the stop sign. The guy pulls me over. Literally was a P1 of the station that I worked for in Seattle.
Oh, dang.
Well, and he goes, what are you doing with all those, CDs? Because I was going to a club gig. You know, all CDs in your seat. You know, and they were just kind of spread around and they were like stickers, you know, all just prizes. And I go, yeah, well, I go to, you know, I'm going to blah, blah, blah club. And he goes, hey, Chet Buchanan. Yeah, great.
Uh-huh. You know what I mean? That's me. Yeah.
Okay, well, listen. Let me see your license. You know, let me just go take care of this. And so he goes back, and just like on TV, I had a warrant. I never knew I had a warrant before. Which is just funny. And literally, and he comes up, okay, I need you to get out of the car. I think he's messing with me. I'm like, yeah, okay, right, dude. Can I just get, you know, can I please get out of the car?
Dang.
And pull, and unsnaps the holster. And the gun starts to come out. And I'm like, I'm getting out. Yeah. And then I spent the night while they decided what to do with me. And it was Christmas Eve Eve. And all of my degenerate friends had spent all their money on Christmas. So nobody had money to bail me out. Right. And finally I had to call my boss. I was supposed to be on the radio filling in for the morning show. That day, so I had to call my boss, and he came and bailed me out, but like didn't even stick around, just paid it and left. He was so mad.
So was it drunk tank or was it?
I started what they call the holding cell. Thank you very much.
Drunk tank.
Drunk tank.
Yeah, I was drunk tank, and that was the scariest part. That was the worst part. After that, and I don't know if they put me in a cell by myself, you know, because they were trying to be nice to me or what, but. Yeah, I remember there was nothing in there. I sat on the floor. That's all I remember.
That's weird.
I sat on the floor when I was by myself. And I moved like two or three times. I went from city jail, went from one jail to the other jail, And then they let, and then I got out the next morning. And
wow,
it was, yeah,
interesting.
It's all kind of a blur now, but it just, all I remember is the floor was really freaking hard. That sucked, sitting on the floor.
It's cold.
And I got
there,
a and I got a bony butt.
Yeah.
I don't, you know what I mean? I don't have a lot of butt meat.
Okay.
So
nothing to cushion that floor with.
I don't have a lot of butt meat. So it sucked sitting on the concrete floor. RJ, what were you in jail for?
Well, when I was 21, I was a knucklehead, and that's how I'll put it.
So what are you, 22 now?
Nah, it was 10 years ago, Spence, but thank you.
Yeah, well, there's still some knucklehead tendencies. I'm just saying. There's a little bit. There's still a little bit there. But okay.
Not like that. I had a bad attitude back then, and it landed me 3 months in Salt Lake County.
Three months?
Wow.
3 months. So
yeah, I learned a lot about myself, which is awesome. And that even to this day, like, and when I get upset, there's ways I cope with it.
Sure. Yeah, I would love to have a therapy session with you right now, but we're limited on time. So the and somebody's gonna yell at me for that. RJ is our buddy.
Yeah.
Stop it.
The Uber RJ. Come on, Chet.
Man, you were just trying to find all the reasons not to be in the rankings this week. So, by the way, made a bald joke on Twitter yesterday too. I'm not offended as a guy who shaves his head. I'm offended as somebody who tries to make people laugh. It's such weak comedy. It's just weak. So, listen, what is the one thing that you, if somebody asks you, what's it like in county? What's the one thing that you would tell them?
The one thing, anything can happen. Anything can happen.
So make yourself a shiv immediately when you get in there.
You just have to keep your eyes open, watch your back, because you just can't trust anyone, and anything can happen.
Did you get into a dangerous scrape?
No, I watched it. A guy ended up beating up three guards because of a book. He wanted to read a book. They said no, and he took three of them out, and then next thing you know, here come 20 of them to wrangle him up.
Did you have to give anyone favors for protection?
Wow.
No, that I did not have to do.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about, like, cigarettes and soups.
No, I understand, but he's petite.
He is diminutive.
My commissary was mine. I did share with my cellmate because we would share back and forth, and that was about it.
Wow. All right. Well, we're glad you've
yeah, changed your ways.
Changed your way. On the straight and narrow now. That's good. Angie, no, this is Sadi. So, Sadi, you know somebody who's been to bougie jail?
I know, like, two people, actually.
Okay, so is it as cushy as it appears, from what you understand?
So, like, when I went to visit, there's not even fences. Like, we sat outside in the woods, and we sat at wood benches and walked around, like, they just can't leave an area. It's like a camp. Like, imagine going to summer camp. The one thing is the food sucks. But even then, the people that are there, they're learning how to cook. They're getting degrees and stuff. Because what they do is everyone that's in these bougie ones are usually doing, like, work programs or school programs. So, it's kind of summer camp.
What do you mean by, like, the food sucks? Like, they don't get steak for dinner every night? Like, what does that mean exactly?
Well, the guys are literally learning, or more women, we're learning how to cook. So, no, it's not like, I mean, they're getting spaghetti. Don't get me wrong. But maybe they're not getting, like, meat sauce spaghetti. Like, it's not, you know, or, like, their veggies, it's repetitive because they only have so much that they give them. I remember him telling me, but, yeah. It's like summer camp.
Yeah, see, if you're like me, I go, oh, it's not so bad. But there are other people that just go, yeah, they can't.
Yeah, but by the way, also, shouldn't it be like that? Shouldn't it be, if you're not like, if you're Felicity Huffman.
They were nonviolent.
Yeah, if you're nonviolent, shouldn't it be okay, maybe you take up a trade, maybe you, does it have to be like hardcore and make you totally turn against society?
You come out of it and you're, I went in a regular person.
Yeah.
I came in like they show in the movies.
Yeah.
I had to go to prison to learn to be a criminal.
Right. And then Felicity Huffman, you know,
now.
They throw Felicity Huffman into some rough, and she comes out and murders William Macy, you know? Yeah. Come on, that's not good.
I just picture Martha Stewart going into bougie jail and they're like trying to teach all these people how to cook. And Martha Stewart's like, what?
No,
I don't know what to do right now.
No, that's what she did. She taught classes.
She did? Okay.
As I recall it, she taught classes.
Okay.
Okay, so Felicity Huffman.
Supposed to rehabilitate, so I guess that's the purpose, but Yeah.
14 days. I'd take three pair of underwear and call it even. You know what I mean? I would. Yeah. Who cares? Who cares?
She'll serve six.
And she'll be in and out in three. Watch. Remember?
Yeah. It'll take them longer to process her than to put her in there.
No, if she was LA County. If she was LA County, she'd be out in 72 hours.
Good point.
But if she's going to Dublin to the, to the woods camp.
Didn't
Khloe Kardashian go to county for like 2 days or something?
Back in the day, yeah. Maybe, but she got out real quick.
Paris Hilton, all those. She was in there for like 12 minutes.
They had 2 weeks and they didn't even spend like 3 days there.
They'll make Felicity Huffman crochet a pot holder and then she'll leave.
Done.
I've learned my lesson.
That's it. She'll have to do some arts and crafts.
She gets out for good behavior.
She'll have to make a cappuccino for the rest of her cabin mates.
She signs an autograph, takes a picture, calls it a day.
Yeah, there'll be a t-shirt and underwear pillow fight and they'll call it even.
That's mandatory.
It'll be fine. She's paid her debt to society.
Mandatory pillow fight.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.